Douglas Gerard, Associate Dean for Facilities Planning at Cal Poly, is our halftime guest this afternoon. Since our subject is campus growth at Cal Poly, Doug, it might be appropriate to ask about the future. What will the campus look like 10 years from now?
Don, I think we can say it will be different. We're going to remove all of the vehicles, the cars, from the inner portion of the campus and concentrate them in three relatively large parking lots adjacent to the three major entrances. These will be the California Boulevard entrance, the Grand Avenue entrance, and a new entrance road that is in active design now between Santa Rosa Street, adjacent to Highland Drive, and the Southern Pacific Railroad overcrossing on the campus itself.
Well, that certainly should give better access for vehicles, and I think it will be nice at last to not have to worry about being run over in the center of the campus.
Well, it seems there's not enough room for both people and cars on the campus, particularly as it appears at least 8 o'clock in the morning that everybody coming on the campus drives at least two cars.
I'm sure it must seem that way. Doug, we see a lot of building activity right now on campus. What projects do you have going now or will have begun by the time the academic year is over?
After about a two-year period of relative inactivity, we have three projects currently under construction. One is a new biological sciences building that was started last fall. The official name of it is Science North, and is expected for completion about January of 1969. This project will run about $2 million all told. The second major project is a group of residence halls for 600 individuals, and is the first phase of a rather extensive residence hall program that we will be constructing over the next few years. This project is running about $3.5 million and is expected to be completed by fall of 1968. The third project is somewhat smaller and is a outdoor swimming pool complex being constructed directly behind the present men's physical education building and will eventually replace the indoor natatorium adjacent to Crandall Gymnasium.
Well, now, I know beyond that, Doug, that you have quite a bit of activity planned during the period, let's say, between now and 1970. Could you list some of the projects that are scheduled for that period?
Well, we have several projects that are going to occur very soon. At the present time, we have a new engineering math building that is out for bid. We expect the bids to be opened December 7. And this will provide us with an additional classroom building in the central portion of the campus. It will also contain the central computer data processing center for the campus, and we're certainly looking forward to having a facility of this kind. Scheduled for bid advertising immediately is the long-awaited College Union, which will be about a $3.2 million project and will be constructed between the present cafeteria and the administration building. This building has been in planning stages for many, many years and is being financed through non-state sources, and this has caused some of the delays that we have experienced. Further than that, we'll have some $2.5 million in site improvement work underway, some of which has been evident over the last summer and will be evident again, street improvement projects, some of which will be hidden in underground utilities and other improvements of this kind. Looking a little bit further into the future, we are in active design now on several building projects. One is a women's gymnasium that will be constructed west of the present men's gym and will replace Crandall Gymnasium. We had originally anticipated that we could save Crandall Gymnasium and remodel it for a permanent facility, but structural inspection indicated the building was not really salvageable within economic limits, and so we have decided to replace it with a new facility. We're also planning a new library that will be constructed north of the present library building. A third project that is in active design now is a new engineering building. It'll run approximately $8 million and will complement the already extensive engineering program we have as a part of this campus.
Doug, I know that you and I have talked about this many times, and a point that I think some of our listeners might be interested in is the extent of this program. It sounds sounds like a large program, but I think you told me the other day that the total amount of money involved between now and 1970 was about $27 million.
That's pretty close, Don. Part of this, a major part of this, will be state funds. Some of it, of course, will be private funds.
Doug, this is a good place, I think, for us to wind up our visit for this afternoon. Our halftime guest this afternoon has been Douglas Girard, Associate Dean for Facilities Planning at Cal Poly.